Philip Sampa, PA, Police Sergeant here. Today's date is 09/13/2025. The patient is for Mr. Adrian Dominguez. Dominguez spells D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-G. Adrian spells A-D-E-A-D-A-N. The date of birth is 07/31/1969. 56-year-old gentleman here with epigastric pain, period. Patient said, this has been going on for approximately 1 month. They said pain is worse when he lays down. And sometimes with activities, period, he described pain as burning, non-radiating, confined to his epigastric region, period. The pain at the moment is about 3/10, but stated that sometimes it goes much higher, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes for your next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative for your next paragraph, except for those mentioned above for your next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 status, 97% of primary blood pressure is 1/71/105. Patient was given clonidine, 0.1 mg. Advice to relax and repeat blood pressure is 144/92. Neckline pulse 69, respiration 18, temperature 98.13. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period, next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period, next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, yes, 0.10 in the epigastric region, normal bowel sounds, abdomen is soft, no peritoneal signs, period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, it bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period, next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10, normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is Tina Curis, assessment number 2 is elevated blood pressure, number 3 is epigastric pain, period, and number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 5 is obesity, please go back to skin. The physical exam skin is patient has a scaly macule discretely distributed on his left upper extremities and his right lower extremities, period. No fissures, no burrows, no fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge. Lesion is flat with scaly surface of clearly demarcated border, period. No burrows, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is Tina Curis. Number 2 is elevated blood pressure. Number 3 is epigastric pain. Number 4 is gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 5 is obesity, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, we did the EKG. EKG reveals non-specific intraventricular conduction delay. There's T-wave abnormality in lead 2, correction, lead 1, AVL, V5, and V6. However, no acute injuries demonstrated. Next paragraph. Patient will be, I will add metoprolol to patient's blood pressure regimen. Metoprolol 25 milligrams, take 1 daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, today H. pylori test was done. H. pylori breath test was done. Next paragraph. Patient was advised that when the results are back, we will call him for further discussions and treatment plan, period. Next paragraph. patient was sent home with the following medication: ketoconazole, 2% cream, apply BID for 30 days, number 60 grams. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home. Also, he was given also pantoprazole, 40 milligrams. He would take one PO daily. End of his patient.